A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Tzadi Hey, Baba Metzia 95A, pagination is 189, dealing with the topic of Ba'olav Imo Lo Yishalem. If, while a guardian was responsible for an item, he also had in his employ the owner of that item, then he is absolved of paying for the item should that item get damaged. We're going to explore how far-reaching this Gezeiras HaKosov, this special rule of the Torah, applies. Namely, what would be by Pshia Bevailim, what would happen if the owner would... if the guardian would be negligent, truly negligent. Pshia normally obligates everyone. What would happen if he was negligent while he had in his employ the owner of that item? And a second consideration from Amud Beis is what happens if the owner of the item is no longer in the employ of the guardian at the time that the damage occurred. We had in our Mishnah on Tzadi Dalid a discussion of when these responsibilities began. We started off in the Mishnah by saying that he gets the animal and the owner at the same time. Then we considered the possibility that he hired the owner and then got the animal, where the owner is there at the time that the item is introduced into the equation. Over here, granted, when it started, they were together. But the Gemara will introduce the possibility that the owner has gone on his own, his employ has terminated, and now the animal is there without the owner. What would the halacha be? And we're going to see in both of these cases that we paskin that the rule of Ba'alav Imo is very far-reaching and applicable. Let's see the Gemara for starters on the fourth line of the wide on Amud Aleph. Itmar, we learned, Pshia Bevailim, if the negligence occurred with the owner being present, or the way we're thinking, the owner present and what occurred was negligence, what would the halacha be? Pligi bar Ravacha v'Ravina, it was a machlokas Ravacha and Ravina, chadamar chayiv v'chadamar potor, one said obligated, one said absolved, that this rule of Pshia Bevailim is very far-reaching. Let's skip to four lines up from the bottom. Manda amar potor, the ruling that says that you're absolved because it's Pshia Bevailim, kasavar mikra nidrash lefanov v'lifnei fanov. The pasuk of Ba'alav Imo should be applied not only to the section before it, but also to the section before it. We'll explain in a moment. V'chi k'siv im Ba'alav Imo ashamachinam nami k'siv. And therefore, when it says Ba'alav Imo, it's applying to shamachinam as well. Now, in order to appreciate this, it would be best to pull out a chumash. And I allow you to pause me if you'd like to pull out a chumash. We're in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yudalid, the din of Shoel. You could see it in the previous Pasuk, V'chi Yish'al, he's borrowing an item. And the Pasuk says, in Ba'olav Imo lo Yishalim, if the owner is with him, he shall not pay, based on this Gezeiras HaKosov. The section right before it, which is assumed to be linked to this section, is the section of Shomer Sachar. Rashi says this beautifully in Pasuk Tes. He says, Parsha Zu Amura B'Shomer Sachar. This section is about a paid watchman. The previous section, though, one section earlier, which is starting in Pasuk Vav, Rashi Pasuk Tes tells us that that section was dealing with a Shomer Chinam, an unpaid watchman. In the Art Scroll Chumash, I'm on page 426 and 428, and these sections are divided by space. You could really see them clearly. The case of Shomer Chinam, an unpaid watchman, is a case of a person who's only going to be obligated if he was poshea negligent. And therefore, our Gemara tells us, if you learn that Ba'olav Ima Lo Yishalem, written by Shoel, applies to Shoel and Shomer Sachar and Shomer Chinam, well, the only case it could apply to Shomer Chinam to absolve him of anything is absolve him of something he was liable on. And all he was liable on was Pshia. And therefore, if Ba'olav Imo applies, it's going to apply even by Pshia. Let's move on to Amud Beis. You'll notice about halfway in the smaller lines, there is the opinion of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna holds sheyuhu baile mishas sheilo at shas shivura umesa, that the owner of the item has to be in the employ from the time of borrowing the item all the way until the item got damaged. We do not paskin like that. We paskin that they only have to be together at the time that the item was borrowed. If the person's employ terminates early, that doesn't change anything. The liability level on the item has already been established, and that liability is with Ba'alav Imo, with the rule of the owner is with, and therefore he would be absolved. Again, even if the person is not in the employ at the time that the damage actually occurred. Let's take a look at that towards the bottom of the page, probably about 12 lines up from the bottom. At the end of a line, Ma tamad lomar ba'olav ein imo. What does it mean that the owner is not with? Loma loch to tell you. Haya imo b'shash she'ela. Once the owner was together with his item by the guardian at the time that the item was borrowed, ein tzarech lios imo b'shash shivura umesa. There's no need for him to still be in the employ at the time that the item was damaged in order for this absolvement to occur. Haya imo b'shash shivura umesa. If the owner was with his item in the employ of the guardian at the time that the damage occurred, tzarech lios imo b'shash she'ela. You're not going to be absolved unless he was also in the employ at the time of the borrowing. Now, in Tamei HaMitzvahs, in trying to give some rationale, explanation, insight regarding this mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Samach writes that there is an approach, Demikevan Shehu Sham, since the owner of the item is there, Yishmoresh Shalo, let him guard his own item. And that was a rationale that was suggested. And the Sefer HaChinuch indeed asks, Afal Pi, even though that the Shoel retains his Ptur, even after the owner has left the employ, as long as the original guardianship was established at the time that the owner of the item was in his employ, that Ptur stays, even if the owner of the item leaves. So it doesn't really follow to say that he's here, so he should guard his own. This Pter exists even when he's not here. And the Sefer HaChinuch is kind of forced to answer that it's a lo plug, that once the halacha is in place, it applies in these different cases. Efshal Tarets, you could answer, Shalaratzis HaTorah Lassis HaDavar L'Shi'urin, that the Torah did not want to give such minutiae changes in the rule, and therefore the rule is in place, and it will apply even if the owner of the item leaves the employ. We might want to take this a step further, as we have been explaining it, that perhaps once the guardianship took place with a ptur, so he never accepted a greater level of liability than that. But in any case, the Sefer HaChinuch does explore this problem, that if the person is in the employ at the time the item is borrowed, then the ptur applies, but he does not have to be in the employ at the time that the damage occurred. And therefore, it's not so logical to explain it as Yishmor Es Shalo, you're there while the damage occurred, why didn't you protect your own item? It doesn't seem so smooth to explain it that it has to do with guarding the item at the time that the damage occurred. It seems much more to have to do with the time that the loan began. And therefore, we return once again to the approach of Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch, who says that we don't equate, or we would equate, the liability for the person with the liability of the item, and we don't want to do that. If the person would get injured on the job, according to Torah law, strict Torah law, you're not liable. So if the item got damaged on the job, we don't want the liability for the item to be greater than your liability for the person. This is reminiscent of the concept that we had by Yaakov, Ulumiknehu Asa Sukos. For his cattle, he made temporary dwellings, as Rav Matasyo Solomon explains, to display that his wealth deserves a temporary dwelling, whereas the people deserve houses. And that recognition could be the rationale, the explanation, the insight that we're meant to gain from this halacha, which is, if there is the owner there at the time that the item is borrowed, then the two are going to be equated, and we don't want to have greater liability on the item than on the person. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.